The process of receiving starts with giving. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we listen in as Les Brown talks with us about the awesome power of giving. Enjoy.
Whatever you give, it's going to come back. Now, it might not come back through that channel, but it's going to come back. Why? Because it is a law. Whatever you give, it's going to come back. Now, all of us hear the saying, as you sow, so shall you reap. And we usually use that in a negative context. But let's look at the positive side of that. That if you sow some good stuff out here, if you make it your business, how you give your life, to give the best that you have, to give love, to give encouragement, to give help, to give support. If that's what your life is about, whatever you put out here, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you, it's going to come back. Now, the reason that most people don't give is because they operate out of a consciousness of scarcity. They don't believe that there's enough to go around. They can't see themselves having the capacity to give. They don't believe that they have anything to offer. They don't see themselves as an opening for the universe to work through. So if you begin to look at this new era that we're in, begin to see yourself as an opening for the universe to move through, to work through, to make a difference in life. See yourself being used by life to improve the quality of life, to expand and to grow. Most people have a very limited view of themselves and a very limited view of the universe, do not see their relationship to the universe, and cannot see how energy and things can flow through them. I love Gibran and the prophet. Then said a rich man, speak to us of giving. And he answered, you give but little when you give of your possessions, but is when you give of yourself that you truly give. Gibran goes on to say that those who give little of the much which they have, and they give it for recognition, and their hidden desire makes their gifts unwholesome. And we know people who give only to be recognized. I love that old saying, judge a man not by what he does, but by that he doesn't have to do. And to judge the true quality of a man is, what do you do when nobody's looking? Gibran goes on to say something else important. He says, and there are those who have little and give it all. These are the believers in life and the bounty of life. See, most people don't give, ladies and gentlemen, because they don't believe in life. Most people don't give because they don't understand the abundance in life. And so they go through life holding back. Holding back on life, not understanding this also, that what you hold back from life, life holds back from you. So most of us go through life, ladies and gentlemen, not giving, and we're cheating ourselves. And you're also cheating life. See, I believe that all of us have some work to do. I strongly believe that each one of us showed up to do something, that each one of us showed up to contribute something to life. And that if we don't do it, it will not be done. See, no one is going to give Les Brown's speech. No one is going to write your book. See, if you've been given something to do, and if you don't do it, what you're doing is short-circuiting the flow of the universe. See, if just imagine, if you please, we had a circle, and people are standing around in this circle. And let's say we were given a bucket of love. And then I pass it to the person to the right, and they pass it to somebody else, 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 and it comes back to me. One of the great things about giving is that as you give, you're going to receive. What we want to do is keep the flow going, keep the flow going. If anybody gets the bucket of love and stops and holds it there, all of us suffer. They've short-circuited the flow. They've stopped what was going on, the energy that was going around. See, you are part of an equation, and you are needed. Part of why we should begin to look at how we give up our lives, is that we've got to begin to see, what is it that I'm supposed to do? What is my life work? And then give ourselves to that. Because as we do that, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you, as you begin to take on this new era that we're in, if you decide that I'm going to begin to start living life generously, I'm going to start giving more of myself, I'm going to start putting out more, contributing more to life, here's what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee you that life will take on a whole new meaning for you. I guarantee you that as you begin to give more of yourself in your work, give more of yourself in your marriage, give more of yourself in your relationships with your families and friends, give more of yourself to your talent, to your vocation, to your job or your business, as you begin to set high standards for giving that which you have been given to share in the universe, I guarantee you that life takes on a whole new dimension, that you'll be happier. You have a greater sense of happiness and fulfillment in life. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to have some challenges. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have some problems that you'll be dealing with on a day-to-day basis. No, that doesn't mean any of that. No, that will not exempt you from that. But what it does mean that now you will begin to take off on some new paths to some newer horizons. That you'll begin to see life totally different than most people. I think that's what Henry David Thoreau meant when he said, most men live in quiet desperation. That most of us go through life because we're not using that which we've been given, that we are punished, that we're going through life getting up in the morning with no reason to get up. See, once you find out your purpose in life, and once you decide that you're going to live a life of sharing and giving and contributing to life, you don't need an alarm clock to get up. That you move differently. You have more life in you. But most people are walking around dead. Most people are looking lifeless. Most people find it a hard effort to smile.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.